This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, why so many cold cases or crime investigations long thought to be unsolvable are suddenly being reopened.
If you really look at what has changed in the last 10, 15 years for us to believe all of a sudden that we want to look at cases that are 5, 10 years old. And it's DNA.
First, bloggers who focus on military matters. They're known as mil bloggers. They've been up in arms lately over new Army regulations about blogs published by active duty troops. Some of them fear the new rules could end up silencing first-person web journals published from combat zones. Here's day-to-day tech contributor Shenny Jardin.
The uproar in mil blogging circles is over a regulation issued April 19th, updating earlier language about operational security, or OPSEC, and blogs. It says all Army personnel must, quote, consult with their immediate supervisor and their OPSEC officer for an OPSEC review prior to publishing or posting information in a public forum. That applies to email, blogs, message boards, and other forms of digital communication. This was a hot topic over the weekend when mil bloggers gathered in Arlington, Virginia, for a second annual mil blogging conference. In a taped message played during the event, President Bush thanked military bloggers for their contributions.
American military bloggers are also an important voice for the cause of freedom. You understand our nation is fighting the war on terror in Afghanistan and Iraq on many other fronts.
President Bush's taped, upbeat message to the mil bloggers felt to some like a contradiction with the actual regulations. Adding to that confusion was a follow-up press release from the Army. It appeared after the regulations were widely criticized online. The underlying message was that the regulations were intended as guidelines and may not be strictly enforced. Paul Boyce is a public affairs specialist with the Army.
This is very much an honor system. We trust you to do the right thing because, remember, you as a soldier have a vested interest in this. You don't want to get yourself killed or others killed.
Wired News defense technology reporter Noah Shackman says that stance and the Army's follow-up statement indicating restrictions might not be strictly enforced
could be considered a comfort, except that those regulations are the equivalent of an order. Those regulations have the force of law, whereas this press release doesn't have the force of anything.
Shackman participated in the mil blogging conference this weekend, along with Matthew Burden, author of The Blog of War and founder of the blog Black5.net. Burden says he and others in military blogging circles believe the ambiguity will likely cause problems.
Because here's what's going to happen. Commanders in Iraq are going to have a question about operational security, and they're going to pull out the regulation and open it up, and it's going to say, soldiers need to get a permission before they post, not permission before they blog at all. Now, as the public affairs officer's interpretation of the regulation is, that now they could go through a class, probably an hour-long briefing, and then be able to publish their blogs. But that's not what's in black and white in the regulation.
And some believe the new regulations are redundant because ample operational security guidelines are already in place. John Noonan, an active-duty member of the Air Force who co-edits the blog op4.com, also attended the mil bloggers event. He believes mil blogs have never harmed the troops in the 5 years the war has been conducted. In fact, they've helped the American public better understand the everyday realities soldiers face.
Because the soldiers over there are professionals. They understand OPSEC. They understand what they can and can't write. And as a result, we've had a great track record.
Noonan and others are now talking about several ways to solve what they see as the Army's mil-blogging dilemma. Some advocate rewriting and republishing the new Army regulations. But others say even if that can't happen, the Army and bloggers should work together to promote the more permissive interpretation to commanders in the field who are focused on the very real business of running a war and may not be aware of the details of running a blog. Matthew Burden.
I think at first, much like the media, you know, probably Army Public Affairs didn't take bloggers very seriously. And I think now they are.
For NPR News, I'm Shenny Jardin.
Shenny's reports are available as a podcast. To find out how to subscribe, go to our website, npr.org/Shenny. And that is spelled X-E-N-I.